Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, what do you really know about anything in this world of confusion and of all kinds of stories about everything you can imagine that only makes things more confusing? So maybe we have to dig deeper into understanding the true nature of the realities around us. And so I've asked one of the world's greatest sleuths to come back on Energy Stew, because he's somebody who really examines the underbelly of the world's imaginations and identifies a lot of the things that we're being shown that aren't true, and that we need to discover what is true. And so we need people like him in this world. Ole Damgaard, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you so much, Roth, Peter. And that's an excellent question. And really, really hard to know in these times and also in other times, because I think through all times, the ones in power, one of the reasons they are in power is because they can control the outlet of the information. So the flow of information will be controlled by the people ruling us to a large extent. So, and this makes it really, really tricky, because then also when you got intelligence agencies and stuff like that, where it becomes a manipulation of control through so-called facts, really tricky time. So it's like very crucial question to ask. What is true? Do you know that it's true? This is why I always try to, when something happens, I try to go on location myself to try and find out what the hell went down here, because I don't know, you know? And so I've done that many, many times, like a one-man band, very scary at times, because when these operations are carried out, you know, just because they happen maybe on a Thursday 1 week, it doesn't matter that it's over by Friday. This can go on for months and months if it's the same power structure that we are talking about, that we are up against, because they want to control all parameters and they want to make sure that no people come too close and start digging around in things that they could expose what actually happened.
And I think it's getting deeper and deeper in terms of the virus and the vaccines, and that can go on and on forever, actually, if we don't get to the bottom of it. And it's hard to, because of censorship, of shutting down all kinds of communication that reveals truths that the powers that be don't want us to know.
It's like Voltaire said many hundred years ago. He said to find out who controls you, find out who you're not allowed to criticize. So when you see this censorship, what is that? There's a reason for this censorship. It's not because they care about us, and they don't want us to be hurt by, oh, it can be too much for your ears to take in or something. Absolutely not. They're covering their own butt. That is what's happening there. They are covering their tracks. They're covering their crimes. And they don't want you to get too close. So that it's intimidation. It's, like organized crime, the same methods of how to shut people down, management by fear. And so this is what is going on big time.
Right. And to many of us, it's very obvious. And to most people, it's not at all obvious what's happening, because their minds are just really controlled by the mass media and think that that's where the truth is.
I saw this really interesting presentation a few days ago. It's a Swedish guy. It's only like 10 minutes or so. And he's talking about the 3D reality, 4D reality, and 5D reality. And these are areas where I haven't really looked into it. I've heard of them, but I haven't
been part of it, because I've heard you talk about your intuition and your instincts and how you can see things and understand things, because you catch the hints of what's going on.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it intuition so much as being able to connect dots that are there. You know, that actually the word paranoid, I was told by an MI6 agent that that word has been hijacked, and to be paranoid actually means to have the ability to connect and see connections between things that other people cannot see are connected. So in that case, I'm a proud paranoid individual. So, right. But what he was talking about was that the 3D reality is what we've been living in for generations, many generations, where we believe in, you know, law and order, whatever that means. We believe that the government is there to help us. We believe that the police are there to support us. We believe that the army is there to protect us. Then some of us, when it's a matter of frequencies, when you get higher up in a frequency, this 3D reality is controlled in many ways by fear. You know, where it's management by fear. Once again, we're being pumped with this propaganda all the time. You have to be afraid, you have to be afraid, you have to be afraid. So we stay down there. But then some of us are like, in different ways, I think through spiritual practices, meditation, ayahuasca.
The other dimensions.
You name it. We start lifting the frequency, we start raising the frequency, and we enter into what is called 4D reality. 4D reality, it all looks the same when you look out the window, but suddenly you see things that they don't match up, you know, like what the hell? Child protection services, and they're kidnapping children. That guy that just totally messed up so that maybe thousands of people got killed, and then he got promoted. You know, these type of things, like, My taxes are going to what? Are you telling me I'm paying tax to fund a totally unjust war on an innocent country? These type of things, when you get up to it in the 4D reality, it gets very, very bizarre because you start seeing that everything is totally upside down.
Things get obvious. And you know, I've had that in my life where there have been many like terrorist attacks, and I'm looking at it and I'm going, wait a minute, there's something about this that's an illusion that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's a paranoia, as you say. And I'm saying there's something wrong here, and I don't know what it is, but it's not what I'm being shown. And of course, yes. I'm not that way about everything. But there are things that I can see. And I know, and we've talked about it before in other shows, that there are these hidden powers out there that are promoting fear and promoting crises that create fear, and we don't know any better, and we go into fear, and then we're given solutions that actually work against us.
Yeah, standard procedure. So the controllers have all the time been in 4D, where they've understood what is actually going on. They understand it because they're so much part of creating it. And they're in from the 4D reality, they're pumping us with information and fear mongering, whatever, to keep us down in 3D where we can be controlled. But in 4D, once you start seeing that, oh my God, this doesn't make any sense. And it's so weird and nobody understands me and people are looking at me like I'm crazy. Right. And then that is where the time comes where inner work is so important, because you will be hammered by anxiety, depression, anger, frustration, sadness, all of these things when you start dealing with these topics. And so this, because otherwise, if we don't deal with what is going on inside of ourselves, it comes out in a very brutal way, many times in a violent way and a very negative way. And then back.
This is why I need to speak with you. So yeah. I can manage this craziness that I'm in that very few people can understand except our audience. But there's so many people that don't have this 4D nature, and they can't smell a rat, and then they go on to be subject to fear. But it's not the fear of smelling a rat, it's the fear of being what they're told. And that's very different. That's a 3D fear versus a 4D fear.
And then you have 5D, which is you raise the frequency even more, and that's when you get into where many gurus and many spiritual leaders are, you know, where they suddenly understand that it's all one, that the lower frequencies are being played out as a theater where we can evolve as spiritual beings, and nothing is right, nothing is wrong in that dimension. But to get up there takes a lot of effort. But there was another bearded guy, a guru, who in, I think it was 2010, he said that by the year 2012, humanity will be like in two different groups. It would be like one group at the train station and the other group on a train. And by the year 2012, the train starts moving out. Then he said by the year of 2015, the train has started getting momentum. But if anyone who is left behind at the station still wanted to, they could really go for it and manage to get on board. He said by the year 2020, there's no connecting dots and there's no way of communicating anymore because we are in two so different locations. And this is, and by 2021, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So when I'm seeing so many people inside families and friends and spouses, one have decided to stay at the station, the other one is on the train. No judgment. There's nothing wrong or bad or right, but these different groups are defending their position so hard instead of seeing we're just on different spiritual paths. And this,
that everything is in divine order. And this is, I think this is a very toxic time that we need to experience in order to know better.
I wouldn't call it toxic even. I would just say it a real kick in the butt because we've been too slow to understand. And it's like a birth process where we're being pushed through a birth canal where there's no way around it. We can't fight it. The best thing is to just relax in this process, have faith, and just like a fetus who's inside, if you've got twin fetuses inside a stomach, if they talk while they're in the mummy's tummy, they will say that's reality in there, you know, and that's all there is. And then it's almost like these two twins, one will stay behind at the train station and the other one will be given birth first. And then boom, out he or she comes, and suddenly reality is something totally different that you had no idea about one when you were in the tummy. It's the same with a butterfly, the process the butterfly goes through from this whole thing. There's no way to see where we're heading because I think we are in unique times. Yeah. So toxic times, challenging, yeah, for sure. Scary, yes, for sure. If you're into fear, you can have it all. I mean, not easy because also it's unprecedented in many ways, as far as I know, in the human histories of evolution, because like we've never seen anything like it. So we don't know what's ahead of us. And it was almost like 2020 was the year of the great retreat when suddenly people were forced by so-called dark powers, but suddenly they were forced to face themselves. You know, they were even kind enough to lock us in so that we had time to spend with ourselves and our family and start also getting time to look into these type of things and see, am I happy with the way that I've been part of destroying the whole world, the rat race, the greed, the wars? Am I happy about my part in creating all of this? And we were given a lot of time to sit there and think about this. And so I think, well, humanity wasn't signing up for it to voluntarily, so the life just said, okay, fine, I'll lock you in now, face that one. You know, you have to deal.
I loved what you're saying. I love the idea of revelation from this opportunity, and a lot of people are realizing this.
There's always a choice, Peter, and I think this is the ultimate choice. Are you a victim or are you not? You know, because if you're a victim, you will find bad boys all over the place. And you can point at them and say, oh my God, they're doing this, 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 this. Indirectly, you're saying you are good, they are bad. You need them bad to be good, you. Because I have almost, I don't think I've ever met anyone who didn't think that they were right and good and the rest were wrong and bad. It doesn't match up at all. So it's like an interpretation of what goes on inside and what goes out.
And what I'm picking up from you is the need to live in balance and not be reacting emotionally to your fears, which are mostly the, you know, these three-dimensional fears, because on a higher dimension, you understand that the greater purpose of it all. And so there are all these conspiracy theory people around who are overreacting, who are making themselves nuts and doing harmful things. And it's like, wait a second, where's the balance here? Doesn't mean we can't be smart about things, but if we're in that much fear and that much anger about what we're being told, which might not be true anyway, then let's just try to balance ourselves and see what we can understand in the most intelligent and also instinctual way that feels it's in divine order.
I saw an Iranian short film many years ago by a film director who was he was thrown out of Iran during the Shah Empire. It was super interesting, I thought. There was two of Genghis Khan's warriors that came riding through the desert, and they were all bloody, and their swords were, you know, like their chopped heads off and blah, 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 blah. And so they were riding out, and they came to this little water hole in the middle of the desert. There was a tiny little oasis. So they jumped off their horses and they ran up to the water. They were drinking and they were laughing. Ha, 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 did you see when I raped that, blah, blah, blah. Did you see when I chopped the head of that baby? And they're really into the power mind of what we're seeing, you know, this distorted male energy that is trying to control us. Anyway, so they're, you know, trying to impress each other about what gruesome things they've just done. And then they notice that there's this Sufi monk that is sitting meditating on a palm tree. And one of them says, come on, let's go over there and have some fun with this dude. So he's sitting closed eyes and just meditating. So they go up to him and they say, hey, what's up? You know, like, you know who we are. He doesn't react. So they're like, in the beginning, they're laughing at him. Then they get sort of frustrated. What the hell is on with this individual? Doesn't he see who we are? Does he not see our power, how dangerous we are? And so they start kicking him and they start shouting and they spit at him. He doesn't react at all. So one of them picks up his bow and arrow and he starts firing arrows around him. He doesn't flinch an eye, because he's in meditation. He does not move. So he takes his whip and he's whipping him. He doesn't react at all. And in the end, he's so frustrated. He looks like a samurai Genghis Khan type of warrior. He pulls his big sword and he said, you know, you think I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not even afraid of doing this to myself, you know. And then he takes and turns towards symbolically towards himself and stabs himself in the stomach. So he dies by his own actions, mindset, the whole thing. The guy in the Sufi monk just sits there. Then the other one doing the same thing. He's just like, what did you do to my friend? What the hell? And he's trying all kinds of ways to get into the mind of this individual to freak out. He doesn't move at all. And so he picks up a rope and he's like whipping him. And then he makes a hose. And then a noose. He puts the noose around his own neck and then he drags himself into the water and drowns himself. We're talking symbolism here. Once they're dead, the Sufi monk opens his eyes. There's a tiny little smile. And then he stands up and he starts rotating like this. This is how to deal with these ones. This is exactly what they're trying to do with us. It's management by fear. It's intimidation. It's organized crime methods. It's like the Roman Empire and all of the empires that have followed. They're trying to control us through fear. If they cannot control us, they have nothing.
And we can stay balanced and centered, then we're fine. You know, I've been going through this whole virus thing and I just don't have any fear. I you know, I take good care of myself. I take a lot of vitamin D, et cetera, but I feel like, you know, I'm safe and I don't feel that, you know, that this evil virus can hurt me. And, you know, a lot of people will think, well, that's very stupid, but I'm doing pretty good so far and I'm not locked down so much. And but I think that that's really the way we should go on this, is to do the right things, take care of ourselves properly, stay balanced, but stay balanced nutritionally and lifestyle in ways that you know that you're safe, and then believe in yourself.
This corona operation is an operation the size bigger than 9/11 and the war on terror. It has nothing to do with the virus to start with, I can tell you that. I was part of stopping 50% of what was being planned for the world. We can do a show about that one time. That's a mind-blowing thing. Where I was, I think, divinely guided to stumble across some evidence that led me into finding what they had actually planned, where the virus was just a minor thing in the whole operation. We managed to stop more than 50% of it, and the only thing left, it was the virus, which has then come out in a pink and fluffy version that made no sense whatsoever, because more than 50% of the thing that there was planned from the beginning is not there. The virus itself, wave one, I would say no virus at all. It's the real virus is the virus of fear, the fear virus.
Exactly.
That's, and it's all based on an old Roman template called problem reaction solution that I think we talked about in other shows. And what they do, the few in power, secretly create problems to freak us out. And these problems are nowadays more or less always alleged mass shootings, alleged terror attacks, financial crashes or crises, and viruses. They love the virus. They love the virus. So the reaction that they create this problem is to get us, the normal people, to freak out, to react out of fear, and turn towards them we think are there to protect us, not understanding that it's actually them who have created the problem. And then they will say, well, the only way we can help you in this horrible crisis with that horrible problem is, and boom, in comes the solution. And the solution every single time is something we would never, ever have accepted had it not been for the problem. It's a super old one, problem, reaction, solution. Once you start seeing how that one works, you will see it over and over and over again. So with this whole corona thing, the thing is, the so-called vaccine, which is not a vaccine at all, it's a biological weapon of mass destruction, nothing less. It is something humanity has never, ever seen anything. The so-called vaccine, the bioweapon, was there from day one. It was to question, how are we going to be able to get the global population to accept this without creating a problem? In came the virus. So the virus is nothing. I had a, you know, I was on tour when all of this whole thing was really in the worst epidemics of, oh, people are dying everywhere. You go to the hospitals, they're empty, empty, empty. I've had people all over the world go to their local hospitals and film, and they've been empty. You watch the news, it's a war zone. You go there yourself, it's empty. So,
well, thousands of people are dying from the vaccine.
It's so, the vaccine, right? That is the vaccine is a horror on earth. Like what I was going to say is that I was on tour in Sweden when this was the worst ever. I was hugging and kissing 400 people outside one of my lectures. I go out and greet every single one every time I have a lecture. So I was standing there, you know, in these times of crisis, hugging beautiful, beautiful people. And I was getting kisses and hugs, and it was amazing. And I do that all over the place. Is it because I'm sort of suicidal? No, it's because I'm aware of what's going on and how they do it. So the virus, not a problem. Now, I would say there's a second wave of something that has been released in specific areas that I don't understand what's going on here. And it's very possible that there are now some kind of biological weapon being distributed, you know, through chemtrails or in certain areas. I know of cases in Sweden. I know of cases in a few places in the US where the symptoms are just bizarre. It's like people who have it, they say it's very synthetic, and the symptoms keep moving and changing inside of you. Very, very strange.
It also sounds like 5G.
This is the whole thing also. Why have we been locked in? Locked in is a prison term, by the way. It has nothing to do with disease control. Absolutely not. It's lockdown. one of the major reasons for the lockdown is to be able to roll out the 5G system without us being able to interfere. And they always do it at night as well. So we locked in, and when it's dark, boom, up comes these towers, boom, boom, boom. And the reason for the necessity of 5G is for the so-called smart cities to work, where all the smart devices can communicate with each other, your smartphone, your smart toilet, your smart fridge, your smart, you name it, including the chip that will be part of the vaccine, which is ID 2020. They need a very, very fast bandwidth to be able to get all of these devices to communicate with each other so that you can be controlled in a beautiful golden digital grid.
Yeah. And the public has no idea. And, you know, but there, you know, you're not the first person I've heard talk about it, about what could be in these vaccines, and certainly that they're dangerous. And thousands of people are dying from this, but all that is censored. So nobody believes that the vaccine is that harmful.
Peter, what I do is, because I'm not an expert in many areas, so what I do when something happens, I try to interview the best of the best of people in whatever area it is that have no interest in spreading false information, or they have no personal gain in the whole business. So for instance, would I ask Bill Gates, is it true that the vaccines are harmful? Would he be honest about that, making absolute billions? I don't think so. So what I've interviewed people like Dr. Andy Kaufman. I'm a close friend of Dolores Cahill, Dr. Dolores Cahill, who's the head of the
World Brilliant.
Oh God, I love the woman. She's a fantastic Joan of Arc individual.
Right.
She's in daily contact with Robert Kennedy Jr., who's also another person.
Brilliant.
You got Rajiv Buttar, you got Dr. Tenpenny, you got Judy Mikovic. These type of people are all standing up saying, my God, it's madness. This is what is happening. This is what is inside of these things.
Yeah, those are my heroes.
Yeah, but what I'm doing is, instead of me saying, this is what I think, it's so not interesting what I think. It's important to get the real information, if it's harmful for people, get it out there so that people can make a mature and adult choice of in different situations. And in this case, it is, once that's in your system, it's game over, I tell you.
It's going in my system.
Not going in my system. Yeah. And unfortunately, the PCR tests are also now, there are more and more reports coming out that some of the PCR tests are infected with HIV, also with what is called corona, that they're nanotechnology. This is especially the ones when they push it up your nose and
I would never let that happen. But we are at the end of the show. I can't go over the time that we're allotted. Ole Damgaard, and people can find you at lightonconspiracies.com, or is that it?
I'm all over the place. I've done all.
Yeah, you are. A lot of your videos are in bitchute.com. B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E.
I'm being censored everywhere for hate speech. I mean, you can see how hateful I am. So it's like, we're on multiple platforms. They shut us down here, I go up there. They've shut down there, I go there. It's like a constant play.
It's wonderful how persistent you are. And I'm so happy to know you and to interview you for Energy Stew. Thank you so much.
That's so kind of you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heart river.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.